Okay, today's daf is up Lamed Ches. We are on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots at the bottom. So, Kamihi Kishuya. So the Mishnah had mentioned, how far back can you go in the pregnancy and bleeding takes place, can you associate with the Vlad, and therefore she would be considered Tahor, or Tahora. So Kamihi Kishuya, Rav Meir said what? Rav Meir said 40 or 50. Arvoyim Yom, Chamishim Yom. So Gemara is going to ask, wait a second, why does it say 40? Once you say 50, 40, it applies to 40. Yesh B'chal B'chayim Mano. Tosis points out that we don't always ask that question, but he say hashto chamisha mikasha. If you can already ascribe to koshi, so the birth pangs 50 days back, of course you can arbeim boy. You have to say 40. But Tosis points out different places in Shas where we don't ask that question. For example, by sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda says that a sukkah that's 40 amos high, 50 amos high, that's kosher. Well, we don't ask over there why is the Tosis comes up that different. There he answers because of all the Yehuda saying over there, it's lav dafka. He's just saying that a sukkah very high is tall. You know, they'll come in there and say 20 amos, he says even 40 or 50, you know, all the way up to Shemayim. Here, they're assuming that the text in the Mishnah is dafka. So, hashta chamishim kasha, avroi mi bai, shamar chiz lo kasha, make it a kimta, lo kasha, there's no question. Khan, the idea that the koshi is mitayr, the riyas of the dam ziba by 50 days, smuch in the leda, that's lechola. That's talking about a woman who's ill. That's a sick woman. So she can have birth pains and birth blood for 50 days, as opposed to a bria, kan le bria, healthy woman, only 40 days. What does that mean? So what does that mean? So maybe you could just say that a healthy, I don't know, maybe a healthy pregnancy, a non-healthy pregnancy, it opens, the womb would open up earlier or later. That's Gemara makes a distinction. Okay, now the fun begins. I'm a Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, Eim havlad mitaher ela yamim haruyim lios behem zaba. Meaning, the woman who's seeing blood, machmas koshi, what the birth pains, before the birth, because of the blood, it's only going to be tahor if she saw blood during her ziba days. Remember with the 7-Eleven, according to the Rambam, it's 7-Eleven, going to Rashi, it's different. You have 7, and then you have 11, right? And, and then you have to wait to Shiv Nakiyim until the 7 days begin again. And the 7 days again won't really begin until you bleed again, whatever. So only during the days that are roy to be considered ziva days, if she bleeds during those days, that is going to develop as matahir. But remember, so in the Mishnah, if she was makasha benida, she's still anida. But that just restates, it's basically a restatement. If she saw blood during one of the 7 days when she's ruyah liyot tamei nida, so then she's tamei nida. Because the Xavier Sakasa was that a blood is matahir only tumas ziva, not tumas nida. V'rab amar afilu bayamim haru'uyim l'sfira zava. Even the days that are roy to be counted, meaning her Shiva Nikiyim days, the days that are roy to be her Shiva Nikiyim, that also, if she bleeds then, the blood is going to be considered the reason why she's bleeding and she's going to be tahora. So what's the case, basically? The case would be, let's say she's a zava on the last three, she becomes a zava gadol on the last 3 days of her 11-day cycle. On days she bleeds on day 9, day 10, and 11. So those clearly, you know, Ritzufim, right? Those clearly, she doesn't have the break, which the Mishnah says will cause her to be considered a Zava. Those 3 days is clearly during her time of Ziva, so she is going to associate it with the Vlad, and therefore she's Tahora. So now comes Rav and says, even on days 12 through 19, she still bleeds during days 12 through 19, those are also going to be tied to her Ziva cycle, because even though she's bleeding, but they would have been her Shiva Nikiyim, so those days are associated with her Ziva cycle. As long as you associate it with her Ziva cycle, because she hasn't entered the Nida part yet. So those days are associated with her Ziva cycle, so therefore that blood is also, if it's continuous, that blood is also going to be associated with the Vlad. And Amar of Adar Rava, Tami Derav, according to Rav, it could go ad infinitum. It could go forever. The Tami Derav, even days that are roy to mess up her count for Shiva Nikiyim. Meaning, the Garashi says, she should always be Tahora. Once she starts bleeding during her Ziva cycle, she should always be Tahora until she doesn't stop having the pain. Why? Because every day going forward is now connected to the Ziva. Because every day going forward, what's the potential? It's potential to be a Shiva Nikiyim. It's potential to break up the Shiva Nikiyim. Once you're saying that any days associated with Ziva, we will consider as it being associated with the Vlad. So let's look at an example again. She bleeds day 9, 10, and 11. Okay? So then she has the Shiva Nikiyim on days 12 through 19. But she keeps bleeding. So day 20 is associated with it. Could be a Shiva Nikim. Day 21 could be a Shiva Nikim. Oh, she stopped bleeding. Well, day 22 could mess up. She stopped bleeding for 3 days and then started bleeding again. Well, day 25 could be associated with the Shiva Nikim. So it's still associated with the Shiva Nikim. As long as it's associated with the Shiva Nikim, we could be toliate on the blood and not on Zava, and she'd be Tahora. So you say it goes ad infinitum until she would have a 24-hour period where she doesn't see blood, but doesn't have pain. Okay, so, which is interesting. So Tznan, now we're going to ask a question on Levi. Again, Levi said that it's only during the 11 days. It's only during the 11 days of Zava. So Tznan, Kamihi Kishuya, what we just learned in the Mishnah? How many days back can we go and associate the blood to the dam of the blood? Rav Meir Omer Karbayim, Kamihi should be on 40 or 50 days. Wait a second. According to Rav, I understand how you can have a continuous 40 and 50 day flow and be tahor the whole way through, because like we just said, she starts during the 11 days of her ziva. Once she starts bleeding during her ziva, according to Rav the Barava, it goes ad infinitum until she stops feeling pain. But El Levi says that the vlad is only matar for the 11 days of the ziva and only the 11 days of the ziva. Kasha, how do you have 40 or 50 days worth of blood? Within 40 or 50 days, you're going to end up with a time that it's not right to be the Ziva. You're going to end up with the time that it's now time for her Nida cycle. Now, you know, the 11 days pass. According to the Rambam, it's much easier to understand. But according to other Rishonim, how does that work? There's going to be a time where she's going to hit her Nida cycle period. Well, during Nida, Levi basically said, automatically, she becomes tummy. So, how does Levi, who only allows her to associate the blood with the blood during the yamim of ziva, answer our Mishnah? Our Mishnah clearly states that you go back 50 days. Well, 50 days, you're going to have at least two or three nida cycles in there, two or three of the 7 days of nida. So, how does that work? So, Amrlach Levi says, Mikatani tahora b'chulan. It doesn't say that the Mishnah never says that 50 days back she's automatically tahora. The Mishnah simply says that we can associate the blood with the blood. But back 50 days, which means what? We may need a nida, we may ziva tahora, which would mean exactly what we said. Ein hachanami. If during those 50 days that she's bleeding, it's during the nida period, well then she's tumeya. If it's during the ziva period, then she'd be tahora. I'm not saying the Mishnah never says that we associate the blood going back 50 days, and therefore all 50 days she's tahora. Levi says no. We can associate the blood back to the blood for 50 days. And therefore, if some of the blood comes out during her ziva period, she's tahora. But if it comes out during her nida period, nida time, she would not be tahora. Lishnachrina, another way of reading the machlokas between Levi and basically they're going to change what Levi and Rav say, so that the question for the Mishnah is now on both of them, and they'll both give the answer that we just gave. That it's, the Mishnah doesn't say that they're automatically tahora all 50 days. Lishnachrina, Amar Levi. Rabbi Levi said as follows: Ein havlad mitar el yamim haruim liyos behen zava gedola. The vlad is only mitar the concept of zava gedola, which means if she saw 3 days ritzufin during those 11-day period, she doesn't get the halachas of a zava gedola, so she doesn't have to wait to shiva nikiyim and she doesn't have to bring the karban. But those first 2 days that she bled, she still has the halachas of a zava katana, which means she has to be mishameres yom keneged yom. She has to wait till the night period and then go to mikvah, and then she can have relations with her husband. She still has it only vitiates the concept of zava gedola, doesn't take care of the concept of zava katana, right? Ein avlam atar elo yomim ruim liyos behem zava gedola. Rashi says, you know, Rashi zava gedola. It's pretty much right across from the word gedola. He says zava gedola rasa shlosha ritzufim mitoch yud alim yom. She saw 3 straight days during the 11-day period that would be her zav. Tahorah, she's tahorah misfiras nikim mikarbon. She doesn't have to count 7 shiva nikim. She doesn't have to bring a carbon. Avalo rasa ella yom echad. But let's say she only saw one day. So she's a zav katana. Tzricha lishmo yom keneged yom. Right? Rashi says further down. Oh, imashal kishu yoser miachadasar yom. Or let's say the pains went longer than the 11 days. She nechasal yimeshun li nida tameya. And then she goes into the nida period. She's also tameya. So the only thing that the greatest Xeris Akasif is that she doesn't have the din of a Zava Gedola, but she would have the din of a Zava Katana. And my timer, what's the reason? Quotes a Pasuk, the Pasuk says, Isha ki yazav zo dama yomim rabim below eis nidasa ksiv. Right? So from the word dama, basically, they're saying, the word dama The Chachamim learned Damach Machmas Atzma and Lo Machmas La. That's what we learned back on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. And it's what case are we talking about over here? It's dealing with a Zava Gedola over here in the Mishnah. It's Yomim Rabim below is Nidasa. It's a Zava Gedola. So it's the Zava Gedola where we're learning that the concept of Dama Machmas Atzma below Machmas Vlad. Okay. So Abashal, which made the Rav Amar, Abashal says in the name of Rav, which the Girsa had changed, right? They have to change. Maybe it's Rebbe. Abashal, which made a Rebbe. Abashal can't be saying in the name of Rav. It just doesn't work out time wise. So either there's an Amora, there's somebody else named Rav, or it's Rebbe. So Abashal, which made the Rav Amar, Afilu Yamim Haruyin Li Yos Behen Zava Ketana. No. The Gzeirus Kasav is that all Ziva is Tehora when it comes to, if you can associate with the Vlad. So she's not even a Zava Ketana. Right? Rashi says, he doesn't. He just says that it's the Zava Ketana that applies. So therefore, if she only, even if she only sees one day or 2 days, she doesn't get the lechas of a Zava Ketana. Because that's the Zera's Kasav. My Taima, what's the reason why? Because he says, if you look in the Pasuk says the words, Yemei, Bechol Yemei Hasam Ksive. Rashi says, Yemei, Bechol Yemei Zov Tamasu, Minayu Nakalan Zov Katana, Bishilim Mechilti, Mishmaisa, the Ras Raisa. From the words Yemei, in the Pasuk, they learn about Zov Katana as well. So it applies to Zov Katana. Okay, so now we ask the question on both of them. Both of them seem to apply that. Well, let's read the question. Tanan, learn our Mishnah. Kami Kishua, Rav Meir Omer Figur Arbaim Chamishim Yom, Kash L'Tarayu. Rav Meir said in the Mishnah that you can go back even 40 or 50 days and associate with the Vlad. Well, that's now going to be a question on both of them. How is it possible to say, even if, according to Rav, they only seem to be saying that it takes care of a ziva problems. Rav Meir says it takes care only of Zav Gedola, and Abashal, which made the Rebbe, says it takes care of even Zav Gedola problems. But that. The Mishnah says it can take care of much longer. It goes back to 40 or 50. Zava, again, is only an 11-day period. So how does it go back 40 or 50 days? You're only saying it takes care of Zava issues. The Mishnah seems to indicate it takes care of even more than Zava issues because it goes back longer than the Ziva period. So Mara answered the same thing we answered before. Mikitani Torah Rechulan, Kashtabi Me Nidasa, Nidabi Me Ziva Torah. Basically, the same thing we said before. The Mishnah doesn't say that she's Tahora for all 50 days. The Mishnah says for 50 days we can associate that blood with the blood. So therefore, associate the blood with the Vlad and see what period she's in. If she's in the Ziva period, then it's Tahora according to both of them, with the split between Zava Gedola and Zava Ketana. If it's within the Nida period, then she's Tumeya. But just saying that for those 50 days, you can associate, and then you have to apply the rules. You apply the Nida rule, she's Tumeya. You apply the Zava rule, she's Tahora. Okay. Next. Mish Bryce is now going to talk about a woman who sees blood for many, many days, and still she's not going to come to a Tumah Ziva. So all you have to do now is do a calculation. Rashi does it pretty well. So Tanya, we have the following Bryce. Hayy Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir would say, Yesh Maksha, you have a pregnant woman who is has pain. She is Tsar and she has pain because of the Vlad for a few days. And she sees blood Meya v'chamishim yom. She can see blood for 150 days straight. V'ein ziva ola b'heaven. She doesn't become a zava gedola. Zava gedola usually 3 days of blood. Here we have a pregnant woman who's having birth pains before the birth, and for 150 days straight she'll see blood, and she won't become a zava gedola. How does that work? Ketzad. Okay. We're going to read the whole thing first, and then we're going to read Rashi. Ketzad. Shnayim below eis. Right? 2 days not during her ace. Ace means her ace need. That means she sees blood on day 10 and 11 of her Ziva cycle. Then Vishiva Nida. She sees blood for all 7 days of her Nida. And then Shnayim Shel Achar Nida. And she sees blood for the first 2 days of her next Ziva cycle. Okay? And then she says Chamishim. Then she has 50 days of birth pain where she sees blood every single day. Right? She has Vlad Mitar, which we associate black to Vlad, according to her mayor. And then she gives birth, right? And she gives birth to a girl. And Shmonim Shel Nekeva, she bleeds all 80 days. Through her Yemeta Tumeya and her Yemeta Hara, she bleeds all 80 days, okay? And then after 80 days, when now she's done with the Yemeta Hora, Shiva Nida, she bleeds for 7 days of her Nida cycle, and Shnayim Shel Achar Nida, the first 2 days of her Zava cycle, and then she stops bleeding. What do you mean?
Why did you say that she's a booty for 150 days straight, you said?
Because then she
becomes... You've got almost 90% of that in here.
But she becomes a Zava Gadola then. She bleeds straight for 150 days. Zava Gadola, if you bleed 3 days straight during the Ziva cycle, you're a Zava Gadola. This woman's bleeding for 150 straight days, but she doesn't become a Zava Gadola.
Yeah, because she happens to be pregnant.
So what? If a woman bleeds when she's pregnant, she's still a Zava. So what? I mean, we just don't associate bleeding with the pregnant woman because we don't see that. It doesn't make sense to us. But the idea here is that she can bleed during the pregnancy. So she does. She starts. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Ketza, Rasa, Bees below Ace. Below Ace Nidasa. She sees during the last 2 days of the Hare Yud Aleph Yomim, Shela Achar Nidasa, Shehen Yemei Ziva. Right? Ve'ena Zava Asher Tira Behen Gimel Rasufin. You're not a Zava until you see 3 straight days. Now, Ve'im Rasa Shnaim Besofad, when she sees 2 straight days at the end, on day 10 and 11, Kishatir L'Machar, when she's tomorrow on day 13, Have Pesach Shel Nidusa. That's Nida blood, not Ziva blood. Ve'eno Mitztarif L'Ola Ziva. That's not associated with the Ziva. Ella Tchilas Nida Have. So now that is 2 days, right? The Kol Shiva Tiyei Nida. And this next 7 days are all Nida. So 2 plus 7 is 9. She bled from days 10 and 11 during her Ziva cycle. She's done with Ziva. Now she bleeds 7 straight during her Nida. Doesn't make her Zava because it's during her Nida period. So the Nida period is now 2 plus 9 is Harei Tes Yom Ritzufim.
That
what? Well, that's what we don't do that business. This is all under a Raisa level. Right. And the assumption was they used to keep track of what their days were. Right. According to the Rambam, keeping track is relatively easy. You have start from the beginning when you first see blood when you're young, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, all day through, 7-11. Other Rishonim, it's the 7. Then you have the Ziva, right? Most Rishonim. The Rashi, I think, we saw in Eirchim. So now you bleed for 3 days, right? Then you have to have let's say you bleed on days 9, 10, and 11. So then you have Shiva Nikiyim, and then your Nidus begins. You know, according to Rashi, it's more fluid. Oh, pardon the pun. It's more fluid for the Ziva, right? But you have to finish the Ziva and the Yemei Tahara before you can start the Nida. Going around, it doesn't make a difference. It's 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, all the way through, no matter what. So you can be having your Mei Tahara during your 7 days of, right? It's the major Machlokas Rishonim, but most of the time we're going to be learning Gemara, and everyone seems to learn Gemara according to the other Rishonim, not according to the Rambam. Okay, so you're right, now we had 9. Now she bleeds v'shnayim shela achar hanida. She bleeds now for the first 2 days of her next Ziva cycle. Shehen min yud aleph shel yemei zov. That's now the first two of the next 11-day cycle. The kol kamad de lo chaz gimel mei ziva lo v'zov. But she doesn't see 3, she only sees 2. So we have 2, 11. 2, 7 is 9. Plus 2 is 11. Hare yud aleph v'tzufim. Now she has 11 days straight, but she didn't become a zava because she's sandwiched them between her nida. And she's pregnant. So v'kash de chamishim. She now has birth pains for 50 days of hichola. She's a chola, like we said, like Rameh says 50 days for the chola. Ramina leba chola chamishim. Hare samach aleph. That is now, she had 11, right? Now it's plus 50 is 61. Ubiyom, it says min aleph in my Rashi, but it's got to be samach aleph. Ubiyom samach aleph, on the 61st day, yalda nekeva. She gives birth to a female. Vafilu ro kol shmonim ein ozav. Even if she sees now for 80 straight days, she's not considered a zav. Why? The first 14 days are yemei leida, and the next 66 days are yemei tahara. Right? The echad shmonim, and day 81 ends up being tchilas nida. She starts her nida cycle again. The imtira zayin, and now she sees for 7 days during nida cycle. That's 148. Then she happens to see 2 more days. The shnayim shal achar nida, the first 2 days of the next nida cycle. You have, and then she stops. Then she starts. Hare Rasa Kuf Nun Ritzufim, she's seen 150 days straight, the Ein Zava, she's not a Zava. Aval Im Tira Yoser, if she sees any more than 150 days, have a Zava, to have a Lugimel Achar Nida, because then it would be 3 straight days after a Nida cycle. Hey, Tosos, throughout the Sugya, Tosos is going to come up with other cases where you can have longer periods, and this, and why did they say this case, why did they say that case, and Tosos works them out. Okay. Amrulo, so now, right, so Amrulo, the Chum Seter of Meir, Im Kain, if you are going to tell me that you can count the 80 days, right? Im Kain, Yish Maksha Kol Yameh, the Ein Ziva Olavahen. If you're going to count that the 80 days, right? I can find you a case where a woman will start seeing blood, and she can see blood every day for the rest of her life, and never become a Zava Gadola, right? How does that work? Rashi says, Yesh Maksha Olam the Enu Zava Kigon, Rashi says, Toveles Liyud Dalet. This is a crazy case. Yeah, the same case that we had, right? So she bled for two, right? Then she bled for seven. Then she bled for two. Then she has the 50 days of Kishui. Then she gives birth. After day 14, Toveles Liyud Dalet Shel Nekeva. She has to do tefillah. She goes to the mikvah. She's still bleeding now. It doesn't matter because now on day 15 after her birth, she's tahora. She has to be with her husband. She becomes pregnant. Okay, do misaberes and she gets pregnant. Ulesov shmonim shabah, and then at the end of the 80 days, shabah nida v'shnai, and then she bleeds for seven. Ulesov shmonim shiva nida. She bleeds the 7 days of nida v'shnayim la'achor nida, 2 days after nida. Umacha, now she has pains again, and she miscarries. V'chozeres b'mapelas nekeva v'chein olam. It happens over and over and over again. So she can go ad infinitum. So Gemara says, so Amr lahen, Rameh says to Chachamim, Madai taifu, what are you talking about? You're saying Mishum the fallen? That she has koshi because of the nefel? That doesn't count. Ain't koshi in the fallen. We don't consider the halacha of dam koshi for a miscarriage. It's only for a vlad. Rashi says, ain't koshi in the fallen. Ain't a nefel mitar kishuyav. V'anam avlad, it's like koshi of karmina. We're talking about a vlad. By a miscarriage, it doesn't count. It doesn't. It's not considered dam koshi. So all the chidur halacha and a lot of the achronim ask, why not? What's the reason why it wouldn't apply to a nefel and it will apply to a vlad? What's the chiluk? He asks. We had two reasons on Laman Bava Medbeis to say that this blood is considered dam tahor and not considered tamei blood. One was in lecha onis gadol mizeh. It's a big onus when you give birth. Well, so having a miscarriage is also a big onus. And the other time is because yesh tahara acharav, because you have the possibility exists that after the blood there is a concept of the tahar blood. The same it applies here also. She has the same yemei tahara after she has the miscarriage. So he writes in the chidur alacha or another sefer called tahara. He says it must be exeris akasim. But the chasam sofer gives a different answer. The chasam sofer says that we only say the concept of dam ba machmas vlad when it's the vlad that causes it, the blood to come out. When it comes time for the vlad to be born, so the vlad pushes himself out and he pulls the blood with it. That's dam vlad. But when it comes to a nafel, it wasn't the time. It was the wrong time. So what caused the blood to come out? Not the vlad, but the illness that caused the miscarriage. That caused the vlad the blood to come out. So that's not going to count as Dam Koshi, says the Chasam Sofer. Okay. So, Tana Rabbanan, another case. Yesh. We have a woman who can see blood for 100 days. The Ein Ziva Ola Behem. She doesn't become a Ziva Gedola. Kate said, what's the case? We just read in the Gemara. We'll figure it out. So, Kate said, Shnayim Below Eish. She sees two at the end, the last 2 days of her Ziva cycle. So, that's two. Vishiva Nida, plus seven of her Nida. Vishnayim shall achar nida, plus two in the first 2 days of the next ziva. So that's 11. Okay? And we're taking out the dam koshi part. She doesn't have koshi over here. So then she gives birth. Vishmonim shall nikeva. She gives birth to 80 days of the nikeva is clean. And then seven of nida. Vishnayim shall achar nida. That and next and two first 2 days of the ziva cycle. That is 100. And then she doesn't get the ziva. So it's the same case as we took out the dam koshi. The dam koshi part. So my kamash malon. So what's the chiddush come to teach us here? Just do the calculation. It makes sense. Well, 100 days. She doesn't. She's not a zava. Okay, I did a calculation. She never got 3 days during her ziva time frame. So what's the chiddush? So my kamash malon. La puke mimanda amar e efshal lepesichas hakever below dam. To come against the shita who holds that it's impossible for the uterus or for the birth canal to open without seeing blood. Kamash Malan, we'll explain a second. Kamash Malan, the Efshar lepesichas hakever below dam. It's possible to have pesichas hakever without dam. Rashi says, Kamash Malan, it's the last middle line. Kamash Malan, the Efshar lepesichas hakever below dam, the Elo Efshar, if it's impossible to have pesichas hakever without blood, Have la zava kishayolda achar shnayim shila achar nida. But what happens? The case was she's two zava, seven nida, two zava gives birth. Well, if the rechem can't open that blood, so then she bled before she gave birth, which would associate with the ziva, and then she would become a zava gedola. right? The Havli Yom Leida Shlishi, because the Yom Leida is the third day of her Ziva cycle. If Ihabi Chazek Kodim Leida B'psichas HaKever, if she saw blood when the womb, when the uterus opened before the birth process began, Harehu Zavol Hol Below Koshi Rosa, she would be considered a Zavol because she didn't have any pain. Remember, there's a case where she doesn't have any pain. So the blood that comes out is going to be associated with the with Zavol. So the chiddush here is that the kever can open without seeing blood, and the only time she's going to start seeing blood is during the actual birth. And that is going to be considered dam. That's dam leda, not dam ziva, and therefore it won't count to the, for day three of a ziva. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, daya chodsha. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it's not. You can't associate back 40 or 50 days. It's just her month, which we assumed was during the ninth month. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, daya chodsha. It's enough in the month. If she sees blood during the ninth month, that blood is associated with dam vlad, and therefore, yesh b'davar l'hakel l'hachmer. It turns out that because of this, he has a kula and a chumra. Ketzad, what's the kula, what's the chumra? Ketzad, kashta shnayim b'sof shmini. She has birth pains on the last 2 days of her eighth month. Okay? And echad b'tchilas tshi. And she has one birth pain day, the first day, on Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh, on the first day of her ninth month. Bafilu b'tchilas tshi yalda. And then she gives birth, I guess, on that day, right away, after on the beginning of the ninth month. Harei ze yoledes bezov. We say in this case she's yoledes bezov. Why? Rashi says, Harei ze yoledes bezov. Hoyo berov ziva b'shmini. Since most of the blood took of the ziva blood was bled during the eighth month, she'ein havlad mitahar. Then in the eighth month, Rabbi Yehuda says the vlad is not mitahar. He doesn't go back that far. He just goes back to the ninth month. So the 1 day she saw in the ninth month is Nigrar after the 2 days that she saw in the eighth month. She's a Zava Gedola. That's the Chumra. But, let's say she only had 1 day of pain during the last day of the eighth month. And she had 2 days of pain and blood. 2 days of pain of blood, pain, blood in the beginning of the ninth month. Right? And she gives birth at the end of the ninth month. We still say, we don't calculate those 2 days back there, those 3 days in a row that she'll blood as a ziva. As of now, we've always been saying that if she stops feeling the pain, then that blood's not associated with the vlad. Yehuda is saying that all blood in the ninth month is associated with the vlad. So she, as long as it's the majority of that of the 3 day period. So what happens? She bled 1 day during the eighth month. That she bleeds the first 2 days in the ninth month. If she stops feeling pain and she gives birth 2 weeks later, she's still not a zava from back then. We still associate that blood with the blood. So now, Amar of Adar Rava, Rav Adar Rava says, Shmami no, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can give birth at any day during the ninth month, the kasavar Rabbi Yehuda shipura gorim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shofar is gorim. What does that mean? Major machlokas rishonim. The shofar is gorim, meaning the shofar that is blown on Rosh Chodesh of the ninth month is what causes her to give birth. Shofar kagorim. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rashi says, Shipura, right? It's the fifth to last line. Yeah, shofar shetokin bo beizdin bekidush hachodesh. So wait a second. Tosfo says the same thing. Rashi says, Peir shofar shetokin bo shkodesh bekodesh hachodesh shish libura. Meaning that they blew the shofar on Rosh Chodesh. The Yoruch Laner asks, where do you see that they blew a shofar? Tikul b'chol b'shofar, but kesli yom chageinu. You blow it on Rosh Hashanah. Where do you see that they blow a shofar on the ninth month? But the idea here is that this external stimulus of blowing the shofar on the ninth month, meaning the Rosh Chodesh that takes place during her ninth month, that causes her to bleed. The Rashba goes nuts. Because what are you talking about? That a shofar that, what are you talking about? It's a metaphor. Just like there's a shofar that's blown in the beginning of the ninth month, the same kind, the beginning of her ninth month, that's her shofar. That's her internal clock. That's what sets off the ability to have the child. So he ends up saying, you know, it can't be. Whoever says is a fool. But maybe they do say it because the words make sense according to that.
Yeah, but how could it be? I mean, that would only be for like 1/30 of all women. Because what is the
No.
No.
It would be, let's say, the shofar, the Rosh Chodesh is a week into her ninth month. Okay. That's when it would start.
It's when they blow
the shofar for the Rosh Chodesh that takes place during her ninth month. I guess for some people it would be 30 days, and some people it would be 1 day. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, during that month. Right. So Rabbi Yehuda Shipur Gorim. No, it won't be. It doesn't have to.
Right.
According to the Ritva,
the third month of the night, third week of the ninth month, and then that would be 3 days later. It's going to be too late anyway.
Right. According to the Ritva, it makes sense. Whatever it is, it starts on the ninth month. Her internal shofar is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. The Rashba, the Ritva. I forgot who it was. The Ritva. It's the Ritva. The Ritva, not the Rashba. Okay. So Gemara says, Aini, basically, Rabbi Yehuda basically said that you can give birth at any time during the ninth month. Is that really true? But we have our famous Amoraic doctor Shmuel, the Ha'amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ain Isha Misaberes Bioleda. So a woman is pregnant, her gestation period. Ela Matayim Vishim Echad Yom, O Le Matayim. All my time she was shlosha. She get from fertilization to birth is either set 171 days, 172 days, 173 days. I mean, it's a set period, which we know is not true nowadays. So you could say either it's this time of shtativa, there's a Ramah in Eben Ezer and Simon Kuf Nun Vav Sivdala, which is talking about halachas of Yibum, and he says this doesn't apply. He says in hachush in here, just looking around here, women give birth. Anytime women give birth, the premature births, you have people who give birth longer. There's no set 270. Basically, he holds that it's 200. You need 9 periods of 30 days, which is 270. But Shmuel holds that the semen can impregnate for 3 days after implantation, so you can be 271, 272, 273. That's what he holds. But after that, the zera is mashkas. So therefore, so he said, how can we be able to say you can give birth at any time during the 9 months? We know it only can be 270, 271, 272, 273. So the Gemara says, no, it's, you're right, in the Chalami, it's a machlokes Rishonim. Who, meaning Shmuel, told like the Chasidim Rishonim. Right, the doctor works out because he can't handle this. Who, the Amar Chasidim Rishonim, he holds at the Chasidim Rishonim, the Sanya, who says, Chasidim Rishonim lo hayu misham shim mitosein ela biyom revi b'Shabbos, they would only have bia on Wednesday, shelo yavon nishoseyen lidei chil Shabbos. In order to avoid the possibility of mechal Shabbos, they would have bia on Wednesday, because if you do the calculations, Rashi works out, you have bia on Wednesday, you'll never give birth on Shabbos. The 271, 272, 273 will never work out on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what? The Gemara says, B'revi v'sulo, only on Wednesday? He says, no. It means, Ema m'revi v'elech. Meaning on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, they would do it, but not, right? But because then it would avoid a Shabbos problem. So there's a whole to-do over here. The Maratzkayis points out from over here. This actually happens to be a Sefer Hasidim. The Sefer Hasidim says that when your wife is pregnant, you should daven that she doesn't give birth on Shabbos. So you don't have to be b'chal Shabbos. It's not brought down halacha. It's not brought down anywhere. And if you, even if you're davening for that, maybe privately you can do that. And let's say she does start giving birth on Shabbos, you better make sure you're b'chal Shabbos to go take her to the hospital. Let's be cool with Nefes. Okay. Is that a good thing or bad? Is that what it says there? How is there chilul Shabbos to take you out? You can't bury your Shabbos. Right. Anyway, so.
There's another Gemara about the vote.
On Wednesday, exactly. But it happens to be in my clothing, the Ramban Lamal Mor about by Bris Mila also. Like, what happens if you forgot to warm the water? The long view of the short view. So Lamal Mor says push off Bris Mila, right? Because you can't be Machal Shabbos if you prepare for it. Right? There was also the Shiloh brought down that whether I remember. So the Shiloh, if a woman's due, should you spend Shabbos closer to the hospital? So you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos, I think. In the past, no, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to take that view. That's the same famous the Radvaz, which day should I get out of jail, the first day that you have. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Razutra, my time with the Chasidim Rishonim. What's the source for the Chasidim Rishonim? Funny, they don't say, oh, look what happened. It's like, what a pasuk. My time with the Chasidim Rishonim. See, the pasuk says by Rus, it says, Vayitein Hashem lol Heiraon, Heirayon, Heirayon begamachia masom v'shivim v'chad havu. Heirayon begamachia is 171. So Amar Zutra, which says, Afilu man damer yoled l'satisha, even according to man damer, meaning Shmuel and the Chassidim Rishonim, even man damer yoled l'satisha in yoled l'smikutayim, she doesn't give birth at different time periods, she gives birth exactly on these days, yoled l'shiva, but if she, remember, those periods they viewed that there was a 9-month track and a 7-month track, right, the 8-month track was dead, the 9-month track and the 7-month track are viable, yoled l'shiva, yoled l'smikutayim, during the 7, if she's on a 7-month track, she can give birth any time during the 7 months. Right, Shenemar, the pasuk says in Shmuel, when Shmuel was born, it says Vayihila Tekufas Hayomim, Vatara Chana Vatelet Ben. It was Tekufas Hayomim. So Mia Tekufos Shnayim. The minimum Tekufos plural is 2. Tekufos 30 days, so that's 60. And Mia Yomim Shnayim, and the minimum of Yomim, which is plural, is 2. That's 62 days, which means day 2 of the 7th month. Fine. Next, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, In Koshi Yosi Mishtei Shabbosos. They only go back 2 weeks. They only associate Dam Koshi with 2 weeks. So Amar Shmuel, my time of the Rabbanon. What's the svara of the Rabbanon? The pasuk says, the ksev, the pasuk says, I don't understand the drashas, I admit, the tamar shvuyim kididasa, right? She's when, I guess when she gives birth, right? She's tamei for 2 weeks, like her nida. Kinidasa velo kizivasa. She's tamei like her nida, a lot like her ziva. Michlal, the zivasa tahora. That when she gives birth, the ziva is tahora. Bekama, how many days did the pasuk talk about? Shvuyim, or 2 weeks. Tana Rabbana, Mishnah, another case. Yesh, now we're going to give the calculations based on the 14-day period of Rameya. So it's the same calculation, but we have to do it according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Tana Rabbana, Yesh Maksha, you have a woman who has pain during her Leda, and she sees blood for Esrim Mechamisha Yom, for 25 straight days. The Ain Ziva Ola Behen, and she won't become a Ziva. Kate, so what's the case? Nine below eight, she sees 2 days during the last 2 days of her Ziva cycle. And then Ushiva Nida. So 2 plus 7 is 9. And then Shnaim Shalachar Nida. 9 plus 2 is 11. And then Arba'asar Shavla Matar. She sees for 14 days straight during the birth pains. So now we have 25. Right? So you have 25 days. And they're not calculating now the next the 80 days of the Nekeva. Okay. Fine. B'i Efshar, and it's impossible, Shetit Kasha, that she can have pains, Esher Vashisha Yom, for 26 days below Vlad. Without a vlad, below tiyev lez b'zov. So Gemara now, what does that mean? What does the Rabbi say in the last meaning? So Gemara says, below vlad, if she doesn't have a vlad, plus a namisagi. So 3 days in a row also will make her need. We need 26 days. 3 days will make her a zav, I mean. So Amar Rav Sheshes, ema b'mokum sheyes vlad. If she has a vlad. So Gemara says, we can't say if she has a vlad. Ha below vlad katani. So el Amar Rav, this is what the end of the Rabbi means. Hachik Amar. E efshar, it's impossible, shetit kasha esrim v'shishim yom. It's impossible to add the 26 days. If you have a 26 days, she'll become a zava. Ubimakum she'ein vlad, right? El anefel, the place where there is no vlad, rather just as a anefel, but plus a nami havi zava. 3 days of bleeding also beforehand would make her a zava, because my time ain't kosher in the following. So before, there's no, the dam koshi concept doesn't apply to the following. Okay, now, next Mishnah. Well, 5 minutes. What? Plenty of time. Hopefully we'll just finish the Mishnah. Hamakshe betoch shmonim shel nekeva. A woman, okay, what's the case? Woman gives birth to a nekeva. Okay, she gives birth to a nekeva. She has her 14 days, she has her 14 days of yemei tuma. She has relations with her husband and she becomes pregnant. And then she has pains during the next 66 days. So she's makshe betoch shmonim shel nekeva. She has birth pains during her yemei tahora, okay? Kol damim she roa tahorin. All the blood is tahorim, because any woman who sees blood during the Yemei Tahora, it's Tahora. It doesn't matter what the blood is. So who cares whether it's a nafil or not? She's seeing Dam Koshi during her Yemei Tahara, it's Tahor blood. Achi Yetzeh Vlad. Until she, the Vlad, I guess the miscarriage takes place, or whatever it is, Achi Yetzeh Vlad, because then she has Tumas Leda. That's the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer Mitameh. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, that the woman is Tameya. If she sees Dam, how does it work? Rav Meir is metame the woman if she sees dam during the 66 days. 7 of those days are going to be her yemei nida. If she sees blood during those during that time period, she is going to be considered blood. She is going to be considered tmeya, because Rashi says. Let's see Rashi. Rav Lezer metame nida. The kevan to bekoshi ba, since the blood here is koshi. Lav dam tohru. This is not dam tohru. But this associate with the dam tohru. This is dam koshi. Ela machmas vlad shebimeya. And it's coming about because of the fetus in her uterus. Umiziva hu detar vavimei nida nida. So if she bleeds during the ziva period, she's a zava. She's not a zava. She bleeds during the nida, she's a nida. I don't understand. She's in yemei tohru. You count you still count the ziva 7-11 during her yemei tohru? I guess you do. You still keep track of the 7-11. Okay. So the Chachamim say to him, Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer. They make this kind of kavachomer to him. They said to Rabbi Eliezer, let's just read it. Umab makom shehichmir b'dam shofi, hekel b'dam koshi, makom shehekel b'dam shofi, enu dit shenakel b'dam koshi, in a place where the Torah was machmir b'dam shofi. Dam shofi means blood that she sees without pain. So she sees blood without pain, kodem leda, right? The vlad is not mitar. The vlad is really mitar dam koshi. So in a place where the Torah is machmir, that if she sees blood not associated with the vlad, she is tmeya, but they're mekel, and then that she sees blood because of koshi, right? So makom shehekel b'dam shofi. So during a time period where they're making even with non-pain blood, meaning during the yemei tahara, eino din shenakom b'dam koshi. She's also with tahara for dam koshi. So amar lehet. Therefore, she should be. So she has pains during this her second pregnancy, right? So she definitely should be tahara. Amar lehen. So Rabbi Lezer says back to the chachamim. No concept of dayo. Dayo lavo min adin liyos kenidon. We can only say dayo. You can't. Kama chomer only is up to the point of what you're learning from. You can't extend what you're learning from more, right? Ima hekel aleha. What were you making on her originally back then? Mituma ziva. Even in that situation, right? We said over there, mama madam shofi hekel b'dam koshi. So what's the dam koshi kula before birth? Dam koshi kula before birth is that she's not a zava, but she would be a nida if the dam koshi took place during her nida period. She would be a nida. Right? So too, Mom Imaikala Mitumaziva with Tumeya Tumas Nida. So too at the end. So too now in the second time period, even though it's taking place during the Yemei Tahora, but what's the Kama Chomer only allows him to say that she's Tahora from Zava, not from Nida.
We just learned this at the beginning of this morning's daf, when you're doing the 103 or the 3,000 days that she was able to switch it back and
forth. 150.
Whatever. That's exactly what we said.
We said she's not a Zava Gadola.
Exactly.
But she's going to be a Nida.
Yeah, the Nida is going to get out of Zava Gadola.
Because she's a Nida, she's not a Zava Gadola.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's the question?
Well, we're bringing it up again.
I was saying.
We're saying the same exact thing again.
Right, so he's saying, the Chachamim said, during her Yemei Tahara.
What?
The Chachamim said, oh, you got it. The Chacham said that during her Yemei Tahara, even if she has Dam Koshi, she's completely Tahara.
100%.
And Rabbi Lezer says, what are you talking about? She's still going to be a Nida.
So the Nida's fine, though.
Right.
So the Nida's not fine.
She's a Zav Gadola. So you're saying she can't be a Zav Gadola.
Because of Nida.
No, she's not a Zav Gadola there. Not because she becomes a Nida. It's because she doesn't bleed for 3 days during her Zida cycle. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up on the Gemara tomorrow. Everyone should chazer, and we'll have the test.